in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Coming to you live from Akron, from the Firestone Country Club, this beautiful world-class golf course that I'm looking at now from the clubhouse. This was the scene, the site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament, the annual big major event, fundraising event for the Cleveland Browns, and what a day it was. Great participation, almost all the players, the current players on the team participating, had some former Browns out here, members of the coaching staff, the front office, Pat Shurmur, the head coach, Tom Heckert, the GM, among all the golfers who took part, and of course, folks who support this team, but more importantly, support what this team supports in terms of community outreach. We're part of this day and part of this tournament. We had a ball. You know, would have liked a little more sunshine. Would have liked to not have had the spritzes of rain. And it was pretty much a spritz. It was no real all-out downpours, which was nice. So Mother Nature mostly cooperated to let the golfers play. And had a great day. And as I say, attendance was strong. Everybody enjoyed themselves. And Renee Harvey, we're going to get a big picture perspective of what happened out here today from Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. So, Renee, tell me about how successful this year's tournament has been.
So today we're out here for the 13th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Outing, largest single fundraiser for the Browns Foundation, so very vital event for us. And in this 13-year history, we've raised nearly $2.2 million, so very successful, very appreciative of all the corporate partners that are out here today, and as well as all the volunteers, all of the players and coaches and alumni that are out here as well.
You get such good turnout for this and great support from everyone. I mean, it's not just the idea of having fun on a golf course, but people and the guys, especially players, recognize how important this is.
They do, and they see the great work done by the foundation and the wonderful organizations that are supported. So they do jump on board to support the foundation and come out for such a great cause, and we're very proud to have them on board.
And what a nice thing that you can have this at one of the best golf courses in the country at Firestone.
It is. That's definitely a plus. That definitely helps the selling pitch. But yeah, great turnout again, and it's such a beautiful course, a PGA Tour course, and it's beautiful out here today.
The groupings, I mean, when I've talked to some of the players, and of course the constant joke sometimes is either the player is carrying the group or the group is carrying the player. You get a little of each.
I think there's no in between either. So some of the guys are out here, they're good sports, they're coming out, never golfed before, but then you also have some pretty close to scratch golfers out here. So there's no real in between, but they're all coming out, they're good sports, and they're having a good time.
And this is a wonderful culmination, really, right, of the whole year, and then sets the table for when you get things cranked up for the 2012 season.
You're absolutely right. So this pretty much ends the interaction that we have with the current players. And as you know, we start up with training camp. We have the motorcycle rally coming up, as well as a lot of youth groups that will be coming out for training camp. And it really just picks up from there, and we're full speed ahead. So a great way to end the off season. They've been very active in the community, and we're eager to get them started once training camp hits as well.
Thanks so much, Renee.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, lots of fun by the participants, and you're going to hear about that through the show. The players, Trent Richardson, Joe Hayden, Evan Moore, among them, you're going to hear from those guys regarding their golf games, as well as what they have to say about the off-season workouts. Pat Shurmur, we'll talk with him about playing in the tournament and give us his assessment on what is happening with the off-season workouts as we enter the OTA phase. That begins tomorrow through the balance of this week, the final week of OTAs before basically there's a break, and then the team reconvenes at the end of July in Berea for training camp. We're also going to hear from Dick Duran. Pretty good golfer, by the way, Dick Duran. And this is something, I mean, he loves golf, and I know he's been a long-time player and loves the sport. So he was out here today. And you'll hear from that defensive coordinator as well on what he has to say, not only about his golf game, but in particular about the Browns' defense. So all of that in store for you on this show. We also take your questions and comments via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages. A bunch of you chiming in today, and we want to share some of that with you as well. Eric via Facebook says, we have a lot of chatter about the Browns' offensive line. Today, just noteworthy. Eric says we have a bunch of young but very talented offensive linemen with our, and he points out our new second round pick at right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz. Would like to improve left guard, but we started a rookie there last year, so let's see if he improves. And I think, Eric, that's really where this team is going to let Jason Pinkston continue to grow into the job of left guard. That really is the basic plan, and I like it. I mean, I think he showed enough by the end of last year to show that you can at least stick with him and see what he has. And I think if, again, playing next to Joe Thomas at left tackle is a very helpful thing. Having Alex Mack in the middle also, you know, being between those two guys is a plus. And then if things are short up at right tackle, which is really where the biggest need was, if Mitchell Schwartz is the player that this team needs him to be in year one, and I don't know if he's going to be another Joe Thomas. That's a super rare thing. But as a second-round pick thrown right into the starting lineup, the expectations are going to be high for him, and we'll see if he delivers. I think you get that, and that this line gets a lot better a lot faster because you've taken care of that key spot, but also you should be able, it's reasonable to think that you've counted on these young players, Pinkston, Sean Laval at guard, to continue to grow into their position. And Terry chimes in with the best the Browns did in this draft was address the O-line. So he likes the moves that were made there. To the receiver position, Spencer via Facebook, Travis Benjamin will lead the rookie class, with, he projects, 9 touchdowns. Talks about his 4.2 speed and someone to get him the ball. And as a lifelong Canes fan, originally from Hollywood, Florida, he watched him open all year and rarely get a pass from Ja'Cory Harris. Well, he has Brandon Whedon, likely, to throw him the ball, and he says if Whedon can throw him, the whole offense will look great and open up the run game for Richardson. So that's a fair assessment, too, to say that you'll get a lot of Benjamin if the quarterback is getting the ball in his hands, but that also puts it on Benjamin to get open and to you know, that 4.2, 4.3 speed is a wonderful thing once he can get past the guy trying to jam him at the line of scrimmage. And as a guy who's not the biggest guy in the world, challenge one for Travis Benjamin is get off the line and then get open. And watching him in camp, where he's not had to, there's no real physicality there. There's none. It's a off-season program. Really hard to gauge that. I think we're going to get a much better handle on that come July, come training camp. Okay, we are just getting started with our show from the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament, which wrapped up today. We're here at Firestone Country Club. Pat Shurmur with us next. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Browns fans, unite! Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
With you from the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament, which just wrapped up here in Akron. That's where we are at Firestone Country Club. Vic Carucci till the top of the hour. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So happy to have with us right now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, first question is, what kind of golfer are you?
Well, I think that's a better question for my partners. We ended up 9-under, I think, which was pretty good. But I enjoy playing. As you might expect, I don't get a chance to play as much as you'd like. And then, you know, we're getting into that time of year here, the latter part of June and July, where I can play a little bit more. And then once training camp starts, then you put them away for the year. So the golf season is short. But enjoy it. And it was a great day today. A lot of great people out here enjoying the day and a lot of fun.
And that's the thing. Regardless of where the ball goes, it's just great to be a part of this. And you know what a tremendous cause and what a tremendous job really the Browns as an organization does with this huge culminating event as a foundation event.
Yeah, I think so. Renee Harvey and Matt Younker and Jenner Tkancic and Brittany Young, they do a nice job of obviously organizing it, and they do an outstanding job of executing. What a great day. And I think the most heard word today, I think, was four. So I think there were a lot of errant shots, but a lot of big smiles and a lot of jokes, and I think a lot of good got done today.
And that's the thing, Coach, because you can be in your job very narrow in your focus on football, but you allow yourself to really recognize the other things that this football team touches besides football.
Yeah, I believe in community outreach. I believe in what we do on the business side and the community relations side of the Browns. I think it's important. Most of us are very blessed to be able to make a living in a profession that's basically a hobby. And so we're fortunate, and I think it's important that we give back to a fan base that's so passionate, and then give back to the community for those that are not quite as fortunate.
Talking some football, you start your final week of OTAs this week. Give me a sense of how this week, if at all, differs from what you've done in the previous weeks since you've had the veterans and rookies together.
Well, it's OTA 7, 8, 9, and 10, and we'll spend a little extra time talking about our AFC North opponents. We'll spend a little time talking about our first opponent, which is Philadelphia, amidst a consistent installation, which has happened from the first OTA. You know, I mentioned this to the group, but we had six OTAs, and then we went back and reviewed, basically, and reinstalled for the minicamp, and now we'll continue to move forward. And so basically, the players will have heard everything prior to starting training camp, and then we'll go through it again, get them up and ready, and play a season.
How pleased have you been with the focus and just the level of engagement that these guys have had through the workouts that you had last week, the minicamps?
Well, I think their work has been terrific. You know, they're working hard. They're playing at game speed, and we're getting our systems, you know, in and fine-tuned. And so I'm pleased with the amount of work we got done so far, but we have one more week here.
Browns coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament at Firestone Country Club. In terms of what you've tried to emphasize, is there really, I know it's about installing and getting guys familiar with your systems and all of the basic stuff, but has there been a theme, has there been any one point, coach, that you've tried to push throughout these workouts?
Well, I think every player out there is working on different things. Guys that have heard it once before are hearing it again and fine-tuning it. Our rookies are trying to get up to speed with what our veterans and the players that were here a year ago know. And so, you know, each guy has different things that he's focusing on, and then depending on what position he plays. So, you know, what I ask each guy to do is learn the installation each day, and go out on the field, execute, and get good at something. And so I think if they each go out on the field and work on their craft and get good at something and just keep adding up those good days, then we'll get to where we need to be.
Brandon Weeden, your rookie quarterback, it looks like it's funny. It's like an evolution to watch him go through these things. First, everybody just pays attention to the basic stuff, throwing the football, how he does it and all that. And then when the veterans get involved and the defense cranks things up a little bit, you can see it's more of a challenge. I mean, he's doing everything as well as we've seen him do it, but it looks like with each phase, he gets something to see that he can learn from.
Yeah, I think it's a process. You know, you come in as a rookie, you go through the rookie minicamp, and you see it for the first time at a very slow pace. Then you get into the OTA settings, which are still pretty full speed, and you see them execute a little bit better. And then you see them in week three, and then going into week four, I think he'll even build on that. But, you know, he has the basic foundation for what it takes to be a quarterback. You know, I think he's a good leader. He's tough. And then a lot's been talked about his arm strength and his accuracy. So, you know, it's if you're quarterback, you got to be able to throw it.
Yeah, that would be a basic requirement. How pleased are you with the conditioning of your receivers? A lot has been said about the way these guys showed up for these workouts and how they've kind of looked physically through the whole thing.
I think, you know, a lot of talk about Greg Little and how he reshaped his body. I think he's done a nice job of finding out what it is to get his body right for these practices. And then, you know, I think Mo Massaqua came in healthy. You know, it's the first time I've really seen him healthy. And so he's able to, you know, move his game up a notch. So, you know, those are two guys. And then we got, you know, other guys in there that are working extremely hard and in good shape.
In general, have you been pleased with the whole, because that's like a big part of these off-season workouts, is for you to kind of assess the general condition of your team, and that tells you something about the guys and their right and their level of commitment.
Yeah, I think being a pro, these guys learn quickly that they need to take care of their bodies and develop their strength and flexibility and stamina. And I think that's what you do here in the off season. You got to take care of your body, and you got to push it and get it ready to play, you know, a 16 plus game season. And I think that's what this time of year is for. Then you blend in the football aspect of it, So you get used to, you know, not just conditioning yourself, but doing it in a way that's necessary to play the game.
You've mentioned multiple times when the subject comes up about the who's out there working with the first unit groups, etc. You've been very quick to tell reporters, hey, look, don't read too much into this. We line them up, but it doesn't necessarily mean this is how they're going to line up in September, you know, and September 9th when the season starts. But what I'm leading to here, Coach, is one position that we're all going to pay very close attention to, as we all will, is who's going to be that guy under center for that first game against the Eagles, and or at least who at some point in camp preseason is going to have that designation. What is your timetable for deciding that?
Well, I mentioned it. You know, I want to do it sooner than later. You know, I'm watching these two guys compete. This time of year, everybody shares reps, regardless of whether you have a competition or not, trying to decide, you know, who's going to be the player. I've really been impressed with how quickly Brandon has gotten up to speed and is executing at this level. Very, very impressed with that. And I do think that Colt McCoy has improved. And I feel, you know, good about where he's going. So, you know, it shouldn't be this great, you know, conversation at this point, because they're all out there practicing, they're all out there playing.
Right.
You know, Brandon is getting more than his fair share of the reps with the first team, and so it'll happen, and it'll happen in a way that makes sense.
And lastly, you've got about a month, a little over a month, I know, before, you know, when this ends at the end of the week, the OTAs, before you're back at training camp. What are your priorities for these players in that time?
Well, the structured part of our offseason for the players, at least here in the building, is over starting Friday. But they'll continue, obviously, to stay in shape and fine-tune their conditioning so that when they come back to training camp, either the 24th or the 26th, depending on when they report, they got their bodies right to get going.
Perfect. Coach, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, Vic.
He is head coach Pat Shermer joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $160. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak & Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Hey, Browns fans. Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
If If you're a man who spends his nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping, can't sit through a movie, or have trouble going, you may be one of the 50% of adult men suffering from the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from discomfort, urgency, weak stream, stopping and starting, pain, and diminished sex drive, then listen to this. Now there's a major all-natural breakthrough that can help. Prosvent is a doctor-formulated blend of the highest quality herbs and nutrients that help promote overall prostate health, and is so good it's guaranteed to give you relief within 30 days with no side effects.
This is wonderful stuff. Remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
Sleep through the night. Feel good again. Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Prosvent and get a bottle of ProVigor Male Enhancement Supplement and a complete prostate health guide of $40 value absolutely free. Act now. Call 800-716-2155. That's 800-716-2155. 800-716-2155.
This place to get your tickets is Amazing Tickets. Red Hot Tribe tickets are available for the entire season. Get the seats you want. Great lower levels to box seats behind the dugouts. Contact Mark Klang at Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800. 216-591-1800. And don't forget, football season will get here before you know it. BrownsTickets.com. Great place to get tickets today. Call Amazing. 216-591-1800 or AmazingTickets.com. Hi, Gang Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina. Selena.
Hi, this is Tom Heckert, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, the general manager was out here playing some golf along with the rest of the Browns organization and some former Browns as well, Kevin Mack among those. Also, Doug Deacon, a lot of fun seeing all the guys participating, and generally a lot of smiles, not only on the faces of, I'm not going to say they smiled on every shot. Yeah, there were a bunch of, like Coach Shermer was talking about, you know, saying four out there because the ball was going a little sideways at times, but for the most part, it was just fun. And knowing, again, how much this event helps others, helps those in need. And with that in mind, in this segment driven by Liberty Ford, had a chance to catch up with a few players out on the course and talk with them about how they were hitting the ball today, starting with cornerback Joe Hayden.
Oh, man, it's not going too good for me. This is my first time ever at a golf course, but my team is really, really nice. We're just hanging out, having a good time. They're a lot better than I am.
Now, you seriously, this is like your first stab at playing golf, period, and you're playing at Firestone.
My first stab ever, and I'm playing at one of the best golf courses in the world.
Now, how do you? Is it a game that you think you can see yourself picking up and wanting to play more?
Definitely. I mean, especially with TJ, he really likes it. He just started playing a lot. So, I think me being the competitor, I want to get better at it. You know what I'm saying? I know that I'm not that good right now, but I feel like this could be something I could just work on, keep playing, and get better.
Switching to football, how have the OTAs and the mini camp gone for you so far?
Oh, it's been going really good. Just getting used to it right now. I mean, you know you can't play press technique, and the one thing I wanted to work on during the off season was off. So not being able to press at all during this time has definitely been able to, like, I feel like I'm just working on my weaknesses, just trying to get better every day. The team is looking really good. We got my boy TJ back. Like I said, Usama, Hag, Dimitri, Sheldon, just everybody working, just everybody getting better. It's looking good for us.
It seems like, and I noticed this with TJ out there, especially this past week during minicamp, the whole energy level of the defense really picked up.
Of course, man. He's a vocal point of our defense. Myself, him, Jabal, and DeQuell, just really just being like out there, just leading by example, just showing the energy and enthusiasm out there. And when TJ comes back, that's all he plays with. He plays with so much passion that you have to try to match it. So it makes everybody lift their game up.
And it almost looked to me like this past week, Joe, that you guys were starting to get tired of the whole idea of not of coming right up to the edge of hitting, but you can't hit anybody. You want to hit somebody.
Of course, man. You know, that's in your instinct. That's your instinct. And then you got just like you want your teammates to get better, so you go in this competition. And you start getting into your feelings, so you want to just make plays and make tackles and dive and everything. But you know that it's not the time right now, so you just got to back off. But we know when real camp starts, that it's going to be, everybody's going to be flying around.
As far as the scheme goes, year two with Dick Turan, although it's the first year with Tim Houck as a secondary coach, but your sense of, like, are you changing a lot of things? Is there a lot that you have to learn from just a schematic standpoint, or are things pretty much as they were a year ago?
They're pretty much the same. We just got to tighten up on what we had. I mean, there's a little minor adjustments here and there, but basically it's a lot of the same stuff.
What have been your impressions of working across the line from Brandon Whedon and just the kind of ball he throws and the way he works things out there?
Yeah, he has crazy velocity. He can throw that ball so hard. And it's not that it's just coming at you like a bullet. It's coming at you catchable and really fast, and you just keep, and it keeps the receivers moving. And one thing about, like, quarterbacks that they need in the league is he throws receivers open. A lot of times they have really good defense, but if you throw it, like, down and away where only the receiver can catch it, or it's going to be an incomplete pass. And I've seen that he throws a lot of those passes, and that's what you need to be able to do in the league.
A lot's been said about the condition that the receivers have come to camp in, Greg Little especially, just kind of working on their bodies in the off season and their conditioning. Have you noticed that as a DB?
That's what, for sure, guaranteed. Me and Demetri were talking about it the other day. It's the biggest one I could say was my boy Greg. Greg Little, he came in, he's just in perfect condition. He's in game-ready condition right now. He's running his routes really well. He's just not, he doesn't seem winded after practice. He's just, He came ready to play for sure.
And do you sense that really throughout the team, Joe, as far as the attitude and that's been demonstrated while you've been out there as a whole?
For sure. Everybody's ready to play. Nobody's lazy. Everybody's at their weights. It's nobody that, like, just came in there overweight and that's trying to work it down. It's where everybody's really where they need to be, and everybody seems focused.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard Joe Hayden said it wasn't very good out there for him hitting the ball. There was another first-time golfer, rookie running back Trent Richardson. He had a better day.
I got two birdies in today. Driving ain't for me. I'm getting there, though. Next time we're going to come out and play with a lot of people, I'm going to be good. I'm going to go work on my game. So I'm going to be good next time we come out here.
Have you played a little bit of golf?
My first time playing. I play putt-putt with my kids, but, I mean, I learned from them.
And I heard you had a long putt to sink. How many feet was that?
I don't even know. It was pretty long, though.
16,
about 16. Yeah,
that's all from putt-putt?
Yeah, I just, you know, I told Tiger I'm going to call him up and, you know, give him a few pointers. You know, yeah, I'm gonna have to, you know, give him a few points. Him and Bubba.
How have things gone with the off season workout so far?
I was going real good. Got to know everybody, got to meet everybody, and everybody's out there for the same thing. Everybody want to win. They're hungry, and we all out here to just get better, man, and try to do everything we can to win this year.
Have you noticed things kind of ramped up from the rookie mini camp to when the veterans got into the drills?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And you know, there's everybody out there fighting for their job every day, and so when you got some people out there that's willing to work and want to win and know that this year can be different and it can be a special year, it means a lot to us, and we know that we got to work.
Has it been, how has it been to grasp the offense and get a good feel for it?
You know, for the offense, most of all, the Alabama prepared me. It's about the same offense, just different terminology. So it's more numbers in the NFL, and so when it comes down to it, they got me doing the same stuff, just with different terminology.
This week, final week of OTAs, and then there's a little over a month before you get going with training camp. Do you feel ready to get to it and get to the hitting?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I can't wait, and I haven't stopped since last season. And you know, I went from the championship game to training to an injury to fighting back. to my pro day, to taking all these visits, and you know, now here in Cleveland. So I'm still working. I haven't had a break, so I'm still, you know, I'm in good prime shape for it. But I'm gonna go back home and when we get that break in July, and I'm gonna work hard in that sand, run my sand dunes, and work hard with my coach Boyd down there, and he gonna work me out, and I know that I'm gonna be in the top shape when I get back.
Now the coach Boyd, he's a strength coach or conditioning coach.
Yeah, conditioning coach, and he was my receiver coach at Pensacola at Scambia High, and he was my track coach too.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, tight end Evan Moore plays some golf, and I ask him, what kind of a golfer is he?
I'm trying to get better. I'd say the best word it would describe me is inconsistent.
Do you get to play a reasonable amount of time?
Yeah, I play as much as I can. My wife got a little more into it this offseason too, so we play together, but obviously we don't get out much during the season, so in order to be consistent, I think we have to play a little more than we do, but I enjoy it. That's the key thing.
There's never a bad day when you're out a beautiful place like this just walking around.
Right, when it's a nice day, there's no place I'd rather be than the golf course. Like I said, even though I'm not the greatest player, it's still a lot of fun for me.
OTAs wrap up this coming week. Give me a sense of how things have gone up to this point.
I think they've gone well. I think given, you know, we come in to OTAs this year with a new coordinator and add a new quarterback into the mix and a new running back as well, and I think there's a lot of things you need to, you know, correct and get in the right direction. I think we've done that. I think it's been effective, and this mini camp I thought went really well, and we have a lot of new faces, but I think everything's coming together nicely.
And as a tight end group, you guys, it looks like you've been involved quite a bit. You're always a pretty good presence in the offense, but it even seems more noticeable in a lot of these workouts that a lot of you have had opportunities to catch passes, and you're doing that.
Sure. I mean, I think we have a pretty versatile group, and we were told at the beginning of OTAs by both our head coach and our coordinator that, hey, we want guys that want the ball, and in our group, we're gonna hold them to that, and we want to be involved as much as possible, and we're always excited to have the opportunity. So I think this year is I see the kind of the ascent to being in the right place in this offense.
New quarterback in the mix with Brandon Whedon. What have been your observations of the way he's throwing the ball?
I think he's got a strong arm, really strong arm. I think he's done really well given the fact that he hasn't been in this offense before, and I think he played in the gun a lot in college. So I think he's done really well. He's obviously a smart, mature, older rookie, and I think it's pretty obvious.
And when you look at the whole team, the attitude of wanting to improve over what happened last year, you guys are, I know, very prideful and you challenge yourselves. What's been your sense of the overall team attitude as best as you can gauge it?
I think this team is very optimistic and very positive, and we're young enough to just basically shrug off last year and keep going. I think a lot of times the gap between the NFL's very good and average teams tends to be exaggerated a bit in the public eye, and our team kind of buys into that mindset that we're not very far away. We don't care what our record was last year. We know that we were competing in pretty much all of our games, and we're anxious to kind of get over that hump a little bit and win some of those games maybe that people think we're not supposed to, and I think once we do that, I think the sky's the limit.
And if you could walk me through the process of when this ends next week for the veterans and rookies on the field, then you got almost a month, you got more than a month before you get back to training camp. What's that period like, and how do you keep your head in football but also in doing that necessary kind of relaxing thing, because you know once it starts up, it's a long grind?
I think for most of us, and me personally, once OTAs are over, that's when things really pick up for me personally. I know when we're let off and we go home, I take about 5 or 6 days to go on vacation, and then that's when you really got to get in football shape. I mean, we go into OTAs, we're in shape, but this is nothing like a game. I spent all of July getting my mind right and my body right to play a football season, and it's intense. It's six days a week, and I know most of the guys on the team are doing the same thing, because it's on us to come in ready to go, because if you don't take advantage of this month, you're going to be behind the curve when training camp starts, because as you've seen, we hit the ground running. So it requires a lot of diligence in July to get yourself ready to play.
Thanks so much, Evan.
Absolutely.
All right, good stuff from the trio of Joe Hayden, Evan Moore, and Trent Richardson here. Caught up with them on the course at Firestone Country Club in Akron. Next, you're going to hear from the defensive coordinator of the Browns, Dick Geron. We're going to chat him up about golf and about the Browns defense as you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Listen.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com. Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Cleveland Gladiators football rocks the cue.
Dominic Goodman, who swings off to the left, touchdown.
The Gladiators face the New Orleans Voodoo Saturday, June 16th at 7:30. Bring the whole family with the Gladiators Family 4-Pack. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 4 Gladiators t-shirts, starting at just $52. Every Gladiators game includes post-game autographs and the chance to kick field goals on the field presented by EMH Healthcare. Get your Family 4-Pack by calling 216-420-2222 or visit ClevelandGladiators.com.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rota here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman said mention again, Lee Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
Back with you from Firestone Country Club in Akron. Vic Carucci here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Lots of fun here today. Much more coming up on this show. We're going to have a discussion with the defensive coordinator of the Browns in a couple of moments. But first, we want to tell you, Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99 and make a great Father's Day gift. Huh? Hint, hint. There's still time to choose three great Browns games to give to Dad this Sunday at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Very pleased to have with us now the defensive coordinator of the Browns, Dick Geron, fresh off the golf course. How did you hit him today, Coach?
We had a pretty good group. I don't think we finished in the money. We ended up 9-under. I didn't contribute much. We could have been better, but it was fun. It was really a lot of fun.
I mean, I've watched you before. You enjoy golf. This is a game, I mean, that you play and like.
Yeah, I would guess. I would say I more than enjoy it. I really love playing golf. I got to the game or discovered it for me late, and just kind of fell in love with it. So I play whenever I can and really like it.
For someone who the X's and O's of football and all that's involved with that, and that being your job, your profession, is it a good escape? Does it get you away from it, or does the fact that it's competitive bring out the juices of you as the former player and current coach?
I believe all of the above. I've always thought, since I started playing, I thought it was good for me as a coach because it's so difficult. And it's so easy in coaching to tell a player to just do it, to do it right, but it's hard to do it right. So there has to be so many things that go into it, you know. And golf is hard. You can just very simply, you can tell yourself you want to concentrate on that ball. It's hard to do. It's
right.
Hard, and you don't do it all the time, and you get angry at yourself. So from that point of view, I thought it helped me as a football coach. And then it is very personally competitive, you know, with yourself. And obviously, if you're playing in any kind of match or competitive match, it's a competitive sport. So it's a lot of fun.
So let's talk about the workouts. You've gone through now mini camps, and this week is the final week of OTAs, really the final week of off-season workouts for players. Give me a sense of your assessment of the progress through now.
Really, really happy with where we are through our through our free agency and the draft, and now we've got our whole team back here, and they've all bought into Coach Pat's off-season program and really are working hard at it. And to not have had one a year ago maybe makes this one seem even more dynamic to us, just because we didn't have it, you know, and we missed that whole year. The guys have really embraced it. I've always really liked our players. Now I think we're deeper and better, and you know, it's just gonna. We're in a very tough league and a very tough division, but we're a better team than we were a year ago.
Is there anything new that you are tweaking and such that you would be introducing, or is it just more of a reinforcement? I know for the rookies it's all new, but I mean for your returning players, is it just reinforcement of what they've already done?
It's that, but there's more too. You know, we always look at the off season. We study other people. We see what they do that we think can fit us and our personnel, and then we try to mix it in and adapt it, and not, you know, not overburden them with too much stuff. So it's experimentation too, and the guys have really thrown themselves into it.
Browns defensive coordinator Dick Duron joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Firestone Country Club, site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Were you pleased with, given those unusual and very difficult circumstances of a year ago, of introducing a new scheme and with no chance to do it other than training camp and the learning on the fly approach to the whole season? Were you pleased with how well everyone sort of grasped things by the end of the year? Did you feel the learning curve was where it needed to be, or were there still some issues in your mind about how much these guys needed to learn and pick up of it?
I'll say first, I love our players. I love the way they approach the game and the way they play the game and the toughness they have and their eagerness to compete. You know, when you only win four games, it's just not good enough no matter what. So it was a start, and I know we're better. I know we're better, but I know our division's better too, and we just got to find a way to win. And that's the deal. You know, we would trade whatever success we had for wins.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right. And you've added some players, Frosty Rucker, through free agency,
yep.
Jaquay Parker. Talk about the impact you can expect those guys, we can expect from them on the D-line and the defense as a whole.
I think that when you think about our division, you think they're tough. There's tough teams, you know, physically tough football teams. We got bigger and we got stronger defensively and we got tougher. We got those two guys that you mentioned, they're tough guys. And to add them to our guys is going to help us a lot. They're the same mentality type player that we have, and now we're deeper. We can play in waves, and when we get to the next wave, it doesn't fall off very far. I think we're just better, but again, the competition, all this too.
And of course, you suffered a blow with the Phil Taylor injury, the torn pec that he suffered during the offseason. Now you don't have him for part of this season, however long that is, but it forces you to deal with that. How do you envision that process being resolved, and is it a simple matter of just counting on a John Hughes to step in there, or counting on a Billy Winn, or a combination? How do you see yourself patching that?
Well, we're lucky we got Pax and Schaefering, you know.
Yep.
Those guys will compete, and then the draft was really good for us. John Hughes is a solid player, a big player, you know, an inside player for us, and Billy's a quicker tackle. We think they're both going to compete and play. I think they'll get playing time. So we're a lot better off to absorb that blow than certainly we were a year ago, but it's still a blow. Phil really came on for us. He paired with Rube in there, and as the season went on, he learned how to play in the NFL.
Sure.
And he's a good player, so we'll miss him. You know, there's no way we can't, but we're better in there and better able to absorb it.
And as a whole, your defense seems to be one that, you know, you had T.J. Ward out for more than half the season at safety. You've endured your bumps and bruises and such, and maybe a little more. The constant thing you preach is to overcome that, right? I mean, you have to kind of look at things as you have them, not how you'd love them to be.
Right. The next guy, that's why he's in the league. You know, if there's a backup, he's in the league because we think he can play. He's on our team, and he's got to step up and play. And it's an opportunity. It gives them an opportunity to show themselves, to advance themselves in the league, and push for a starting job. So you got to have depth in our business. It's a tough game.
I know you're never satisfied, even if you had finished last year with the number one ranked defense in the league. The fact was the numbers were strong for this defense, at least in terms of how they stacked up with the rest of the league. And from the team standpoint, I mean, that was the strong suit of the Browns. But I know you want to get a lot better.
Right.
What would be the areas? What would be, if you had a short list of priority areas that you want to see, besides just better at everything,
right,
what are some of the focal points?
Yeah, well, you know, like you were maybe said or were alluding to anyway, it starts with wins. You know, we just want more wins. And after that, clearly the run game got away from us in some football games. Now, some very good run teams, but still, it got away from us, got a little bit out of hand. So we need to shore that up. And I know we can. Takeaways, you know, we'd like to take the ball away more than we did a year ago. That would really help our whole football team, our defense and our offense, you know, field position every possible way. So those are a couple areas we really need improvement in.
Are you happy, too, by the way, with the overall conditioning that everybody showed up in? And are you pretty confident that this group, when you do shut things down, so to speak, at the end of this week from OTAs, and then it kind of goes dark for most of the team until end of July for training camp, that you're going to have a group that's coming in ready to roll?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they didn't, you know, and it starts, I got to say, I can't go through this without mentioning DeQuell. It starts with that man, and he's as good as it gets in front of that football team and taking them in the right direction and kind of showing them how to work and the effort that it takes. And,
right.
It's hard for me to believe that they won't come back in shape and ready to go.
Great stuff. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
He is Dick Duron, the defensive coordinator for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Firestone Country Club, site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest game while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
If you love this, and love saving this, and then get to Summit Racing Equipment in Talmadge. Summit Racing has the lowest prices guaranteed on the parts, tools, and accessories for high-performance cars and racing, trucks and off-roading, daily drivers, late-model vehicles, and more. Choose from millions of parts in stock from over 900 brand-name manufacturers. And we have everything a dad could want for Father's Day. Why not make his day with great items for his man cave or garage from genuine Hot Rod Hardware? Skip the tie. Update his wardrobe with new shirts from Rat Rod, Detroit Muscle, or Old Guys Rule. And don't forget to give Dad some brand new tools or a Summit Racing gift card. So get into this and get to Summit Racing Equipment today for auto parts, accessories, and Father's Day gifts for less. Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, Exit 29 in Talmadge, open 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
Father's Day is the perfect time to show our appreciation to our dad.
Right.
Hi, I'm Kathy Vay, the very lucky daughter of Danny Vay himself. You know, the guy who has been bringing Ohio home entertainment for nearly 50 years. Well, in honor of Father's Day, we have some really great incentives so you can treat your dad to something really special. Buy a Brunswick pool table and get a free pub table and two bar stools. Or buy a Brunswick pool table and get two free theater seats. Now that's cool. A place to play and a place to relax. So, Dad, where can you get this perfect present?
Danny V's.
And wait, there's more. Buy your dad a shuffleboard, and you pick either a free pub set or free theater seats. And that's available at...
Danny V's.
All of this in 12 months, same as cash? Honestly, we just can't be beat. Come visit...
Danny V's. Me, Danny V's.
Wow. This ad really is all about you, Dad. But I guess it's okay, since you are Danny V's, and, well, it is Father's Day. Visit us in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Cleveland, or Westlake at Crocker Park. Check out Danny DannyVeghs.com. DannyVeghs.com.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Great day out here at Firestone Country Club in Akron, which was the site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Really a successful day all the way around. Really enjoyed being a part of it and doing our first broadcast from here. And we continue on with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty. For the questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, we'll address right now. Jimmy via Facebook, talking about T.J. Ward. He calls him Ed Reed in the making. The guy is really good. If he stays healthy, the Browns will make the playoffs, and he will be in the Pro Bowl. I like the way you're thinking there, Jimmy. I think this is a big opportunity year for T.J. Ward. I think last year had that potential, and if he stayed healthy, I mean, missing more than half the season was a serious setback for the defense, let alone for him. And to have him back in the fold, it's palpable. You can feel the energy again that this guy brings to the field, to the defense. He's that kind of a difference maker. And you heard what Joe Hayden had to say about that as well. I mean, you heard that, and it's so important. So I'm with you that he can make that kind of a difference for this team. I don't know if one guy is the playoff guy, you know, difference maker there. Collectively, though, he can impact the defense in a big way. Adam via Facebook talking about another safety, the other safety for the Browns, who's making his case strong one to be a starter, free safety, Eric Hag, seeing his coverage and Ward's hitting. A marriage of the safeties with harmony with no peace for the other team. I like that. I like that. Keep these kind of players coming, front office, keep them coming. Yeah, I think the Hag addition last year was a little bit under the radar. I know we talked about it, but not a lot. And he was a guy who got his opportunities later in the season and then seems to have just clearly shown this coaching staff, or at least they believe, that he's the guy to be out there as the starter over Usama Young at that other safety position. I think Usama brings the solid veteran presence, and it's needed, and you got to have depth
and it's a high attrition area. It's in the secondary, you can't really have enough of those guys that you can put in there who can play, who can start. But I do think Hag's speed and Hag's coverage ability, as Adam is pointing out here, are vital to this defense's chances for success. And you really need, in this division, you're dealing with good passers, really good passers, good passing teams for the most part. So coverage at all positions, not just the corner, certainly. Costas via Twitter. Browns, can we get a legit receiver this year? He's making the case for Chad Ochocinco. Would be nice for the young guys we have. Can still play and needs a chance. And Lee via Twitter also pushing it out for Ochocinco, saying that any chance we could go after him, he's proven that he can play in the NFC North, so why not? I'm going to say thumbs down on Chad Ochocinco. I know he's had the tryout with Miami. I don't think he's the addition that you guys think he would be for this team. I don't think the help would be enough to justify what else goes with the Chad show that comes with Chad. It's Chad about Chad and Chad's self-absorption and all the things that, if you're a really good player, which, you know, at times he certainly showed he was, he's not. I don't think he's that guy now, and I don't think he's that guy that makes that big of a difference, even for a team that a lot of folks still feel need help at the wide receiver position. Pat Sherman, we want to thank, along with Joe Hayden and Trent Richardson, Evan Moore, Dick Geron, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, Adam Cahill on site here with us, as well as Danielle, and our outstanding producer back in the studio, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for 3D.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.